Good morning, Bianca. Rand under pressure as recession fears and potential stimulus grips a market. What is going on?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, one would actually think that risk sentiment improving on the back of central banks looking to ease further would be good for the Rand. But what we saw in the US session was a strong recovery in the US Treasury bond yields, subsequently leading to a rally in the dollar reaching a three-week high, causing the Rand to weaken, once again touching that 1550 level mark in the overnight.
Wow. So we're just not catching a break at the moment.
Definitely not. With a recovery in the dollar and risk sentiment increasing in the market, we're actually not seeing flows coming back into SA. They're rather going to dollar bonds instead of coming into South African government bonds. And that is really also part and parcel of the instability we are suffering in South Africa at the moment.
There's a global symposium that's going to take place later this week. Does that have an impact on how the Rand is traded during the course of this week?
Yes, so we are actually looking forward to Friday, where most of the governors and Fed or chairs of the central banks will be meeting. A very interesting comment will be that from the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, as to what the take is on monetary policy and interest rate forecasts for the US specifically going forward, but also from the rest of the world and how easing will be implemented and if it will actually be at such a rapid pace as what is expected at the moment. The effect of that will definitely be seen in the Rand, especially if the Fed actually indicates that we are now moving towards a recession in the US and that they will consider lowering interest rates in the future.
All right. Any significant information coming out, data coming out today?
It's a very light data calendar with nothing too significant. The only release that we will be looking at is the month-on-month construction output being released from the European Union.
All righty. Rangers for today, where are we and where do we see ourselves trading?
We are opening up at 15.43 against the dollar, which you'll notice slightly weaker than yesterday, 17.08 against the euro, 18.70 against the pound, and 4.37 against the shekel. We can continue expecting volatility in the market. The Rand is likely to continue testing that 15.50 break. And should it break through that, it can open the door to 15.80 in the short term. Any recovery in the market in terms of Rand sentiment can see it come back to around about the 15.50 mark, but nothing below 15.20 on the cards from a technical perspective today.
All right, and that's Bianca Botha. She's Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, bringing us the Forex Report every day, and that is courtesy of Peregrine. It is 7:09.